Yeah, it's great. I mean, the whole project is moving at pace. It really has moved on very, very well. And I think that people realise now this is going to happen very soon. It's into a tough phase, having to raise the last few million, I suppose, but it's a nice, very important part of that process.
Well, yes, we saw the development today. We did a site visit, and, you know, it's all very positive at this stage. It's all becoming very real.
Correct, yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that's the difference, really. It's reached a stage now people see this is actually going to happen, and it's going to happen very quickly. And look, I think it's great for the GAA in Cork. I think it's great for Cork, and it's great for Ireland.
And I suppose yesterday's news that the Rugby World Cup bid was including so many stadia of the GAA is fantastic as well for the GAA Association.
Well, it is. I suppose it's recognition of what we've put into infrastructure over so many years. I think this is a particularly important development in terms of the Rugby World Cup bid, because by the time, I suppose, the inspection of facilities takes place now next year, you'll be talking about a new stadium that's actually almost finished. Mm. I think because Casement Park clearly is a bit to go yet, it will be important to be able to say, well, look, we promised two new stadia, one of them is almost finished, the other one is soon to follow. So I think it's really important in the context of the Rugby World Cup bid as well.
It shows the growth of the GAA too, when you see how far we've come since Rule 42 and opening Cork back to rugby.
I think that there's been a great change in mindset. We're far more outward looking in our thinking and far more modern, and that's the way you have to be nowadays. You have to change with the times or be ahead of the times if you can, and I think this is part of that process. And I think that infrastructure and stadia, people will come if you give them good facilities. We were at a point where Crewe Park, I suppose, has spoiled people. It made them realise that, you know, you can go to a good venue and have a good day out apart from the actual games themselves. And I think that's really important, and I think the Páirc Uí Chaoimh will add to that.
Would you see this setting a precedent, Páirc, of stadiums being knocked to the ground and rebuilt in the same spot rather than gradual changes, or is it a kind of a one-off?
I think stadia have a certain lifespan, and I think that really if you can rebuild completely, it's the best way to do it. It's certainly more cost effective, so I would applaud Cork for taking this step and say, right, we're going to do a complete rebuild. That mightn't always be possible. Sometimes it's an issue of finance, but I think what Cork has done here is absolutely the right thing. Páirc Uí Chaoimh had seen its best days, and a new stadium was what was required, and to be fair, they're going to reach their goal.
So, Bob, I suppose, first of all, we've seen today that the development of Páirc Uí Chaoimh, and we've been talking about the, first of all, from a spectator point of view, the improved experience match day will be here at Páirc Uí Chaoimh.
The situation in and around how the patron and the spectator will view Páirc Uí Chaoimh into the future will be nothing like the past. It will be the most pleasant experience, I'd say, outside Croke Park in the island of Ireland, with facilities and sightlines and so on and so forth, and actual comfort.
And from a player point of view, then, you've had consultation with the players in terms of the development that will be for their facilities, and how will that set up?
Well, the ground floor of the stadium is totally orientated towards players, and we initially met with the players at design stage, and our design team met with them, and we took on board what they suggested. We have very, very big roomy dressing rooms, shower areas, treatment rooms, physio rooms, gymnasium, so there is very little needed, I think, more than that, you know. The second pitch is a huge facility as well, full-size all-weather pitch, 4G to the highest standard, and we have said from the very beginning it will be available to the local community, to schools and so on and so forth, on an ongoing basis, and that's the purpose of the GAA, wasn't the purpose of putting these facilities in place, that so many people would benefit, you know.
And Bob, it's a timely discussion of the Rugby World Cup bid, and the fact that Páirc Uí Chaoimh is included in that, and the opening up of Páirc Uí Chaoimh to rugby is quite significant here in Cork.
Well, it is. It's a huge significant thing, but I suppose that's a decision taken centrally by Central Council. We are delighted, as a Cork GAA, we are delighted to host and I hope they are successful. And I was listening to Dick Spring last night, eloquently making the case for it, and we'll do anything we can to assist in ensuring that that happens.
And look, I've spoken at length with John Mullins here now about the commercial aspect of Páirc Uí Chaoimh, but on the naming rights and then the commercial opportunity, that is, you are open to bids for the naming of Páirc Uí Chaoimh.
Absolutely, it's a huge outgoing here, as you can see, the cost of it. We have to be commercially realistic. Naming rights is a major part of a financial package if we're lucky enough to get that, you know. We'd be very traditional in Cork, and we'll be traditional in the way we approach the naming rights issue as well.
And finally, just I mean, completion date is set for June. In terms of how the project has moved along and working with local residents, it's gone quite well.
Very well, actually. We're delighted with, and like I suppose, you know, the local residents have been discommoded because it is a huge project with trucks and lorries and so on coming in and out. But we have had a very strict traffic plan in relation to how trucks entered and exited the stadium, and anybody who didn't comply was dealt with strictly. So, you know, we are very pleased with the way that has gone, and we're going to continue that. Hope that continues. But the date, the finish date, is strictly in our sights now, and we have accelerated the program of works and so on to make sure we are finished on time.
Yeah, John Mullins, I'm chairman of the Stadium Business Committee.
So, John, we've just had a site visit of Páirc Uí Chaoimh at this stage of its development. It's an exciting day in the sense that you're launching an important business aspect of the development.
Yeah, we're launching a limited number of 2,000 premium tickets. We've called the area the Priority Club. It basically guarantees clearly a seat for the next 10 years. On average, we'll have about 25 games a year. You'll also have an absolute option to have a concert ticket for every concert that's here in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. You'll also actually have other aspects to that offer, which is the ability to use the conference facility as a function area, use meeting rooms at a discount, and if enough tickets are bought, then you get free use of the conference facility and even free use of the Centre of Excellence, all based on tiers of purchase. It's a critical part of the fundraising element of the stadium. We're hoping that businesses will support this. Páirc Uí Chaoimh is going to give a real economic boost in the context of matches coming back here, but also concerts. You can imagine two concerts at a weekend or a Munster final on the weekend, what it does for Cork businesses. So we're hoping that Cork business owners will turn up and support the GAA. In addition to that, we're also thankful that AIB and Bank of Ireland are offering up to 5-year financing packages for GAA enthusiasts who are not in business but clearly do want to have the best seats in the house.
Mm. You mentioned on the site visit that distinct to corporate boxes, these are priority premium level tickets, and perhaps learning from the mistakes of others.
Yeah, I think there was a time that corporate boxes sold quite readily, maybe the times of the Celtic Tiger, but people are a lot more prudent these days. And I think the other advantage, and certainly anybody who goes to premium sections either in Croke Park or in Premiership matches in the UK or the Aviva, it's open mingling. You know, when you go into a corporate box, a lot of people would say it's kind of very sterile. You're stuck in one space and there's no level of interaction. Whereas in this area, you'll have over 2,000 people in a section, and you could have the same 2,000 people coming Sunday after Sunday during the summer. And certainly, that'll create a community in its own right. But certainly, I think the decision was made by the county board and by the stadium committee very early on not to go down the route of corporate boxes. These tickets are pitched at €6,500 for 10 years, €650 a year. If you take that over 25 matches, about €26 per match, per day. But you get all of the extras that go with it as well.
So, yeah, I mean, value had to come into it when it was a new product that you're trying to sell now. So you feel you've done a good product?
Yeah, I think there is a good product. Certainly, we already pre-sold a good number of these. We've got a long list of people that tomorrow the salespeople are going to be in touch with to try and get all of the documentation in place for them. The tickets will come in a bundle, so just like Croke Park. So you'll be able to send a ticket to your cousin in Tipperary or Limerick if they're playing here, or be able to send it to somebody in West Cork if they're playing in a football championship here. And that really is all about ease of exchange, and I think that's really important as well, that if you're in business and you've got a lot of clients right across the county, it's important that you're able to give those clients an opportunity to use the seat that the business has. So, and that's the way businesses look at this.
And, you know, that was my next question, I suppose, as a key aspect of the financial aspect of this development, the uptake of those sales and those 10-year tickets is good at this point?
Well, certainly we haven't launched yet, but I mean, certainly we've a whole number pre-sold, and we certainly have a lot of of interest. And I think when you look at the type of membership we've had on the business committee, I was asked by the stadium committee to put a committee together, and nobody said no to go on it, which is testament in itself. And these people are very senior people in business in the region. So certainly they've been very supportive, coming in at 8 o'clock in the morning every week, effectively, for the last number of months to get the package ready and to get the package launched tonight.
And finally from me, John, you mentioned as well in terms of the corporate aspect for businesses coming in to use the convention centre. You've reached out to different business bodies around the city to get their advice and their input.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole lot of businesses that have what they call town hall meetings, and they have functions and they have awards ceremonies and they'd have events, and we're hoping to see a number of marriages inside in the premium section as well. It's not unusual in Croke Park to have one or two marriages. Certainly businesses will use this facility. We are putting in best-in-class Wi-Fi. I mean, right across the stadium, we're putting in best-in-class optical fibre right across the stadium, just to make sure that we have Wi-Fi available to as many of the customers of the stadium as possible. But certainly in the conference centre, it will be to the same standard as businesses using the Aviva in Croke Park. And we're not blessed in this region with an enormous amount of conference facilities. Mm-hmm. So we are hoping that the facility will take 400 to 450 people at a time, and that will be used by businesses. It's a new venue, an exciting venue, and certainly in my experience going to Croke Park at conferences, I'm going to the Aviva myself for one on a solar conference, and people like to go to a stadium. There's something about it. It's unique, actually, rather than going to another venue. So that's exactly what Páirc Uí Chaoimh Conference Centre is going to provide. The sales will be open tomorrow, and the brochures are going to be up online. And certainly we're looking forward to seeing as many people coming in, buying the premium tickets as possible. And the banks are willing to talk to people if they want those tickets. And over a five-year period, make it affordable for people. And that's really important, that it's not just an exclusive business area, that there is an opportunity for the ordinary GAA fan, the real enthusiast, basically, to have their ticket, their seat for 25 games a year, whether it be National Hurling League, Football League, Championship, All Ireland Series, or County Championship, or Camogie or Ladies Football matches. All of that is going to be available basically for that package.